Well,
it
is about midnight. Well, no, it's past midnight. It's almost 1 o'clock, and I'm still up. So, well, as always, like I said, I have to put these messages out here because I got myself in all these different networks. I'm glad I do, because I get an opportunity to be able to really slap the devil upside his head in many, many ways so that I can help a sister and a brother out, especially in different facets of leadership. And so tonight I wanted to talk, that is this morning, I wanted to talk, what about women pedophiles? Now, over the years, counseling many, many people in different facets, I hope that this can be a best practice for pastors who have been counseling, and then leaders who are counselors that are in practices, that we can take a greater light on women pedophiles. Over the past few years, I've dealt with parents who have come and shared different things with me. But one of the things that I am concerned about over the years, and looking at the stats, how the number of female pedophiles are preying on children today, and how the stats are becoming more higher, because we feel like that, you know, this cannot possibly happen, you know, with a woman. But if you want to know the truth, because of the fact that they're preying on these children, it's becoming higher. We need to make sure that we start to think as counselors, you know, where could it be happening at? Many of the times they're happening in places where, of course, with drugs and alcohol and all that, and, you know, babysitters, we know that, nannies, teachers. We have a lot of that going on today, especially you look like, you know, a lot of these teachers, they act as though we don't have news going on. And, I mean, it'll happen in one part of the city here in Houston. Next thing you know, it's in the north or the south. You're like, man, didn't you see the news? Somebody got caught. Look like to me, by now you ought to, you know, quit your mess. But these women pedophiles are coming up really, really big today. And the report continues to show that by the peak of a child in their lifespan, we need to make sure that we look at how important it is that, you know, the female predator needs to be more examined, especially as we begin to counsel victims of incest and rape and things like that, because a lot of these young girls are encountering, especially in the sports industry, playing basketball and all those different sports that are, you know, in our day, we're coming up, you know, that was really primarily focused for men. And now we have this equality thing going on where a lot of these girls are wanting to play a lot of sports that are more male-driven. But these sexual predators are responsible in this time now pertaining to women pedophiles for 6% of all reported cases as far as sexual abuse against children. And this report came from a news, limited type of a newspaper that was an article given regarding that. But the study also found that there were no definite profile of the full spectrum of the female predators, as much as looking at the idea of women who actually would prey on kids, like I said, in schools and daycares and stuff like that, and those women who were in positions of authority. Because one of the things that a lot of these women in authority are doing, they're making threats and sexual harassment. And the sad thing about it today, we're finding a lot of that in the Christendom, you know, where the leader who is female is beginning to, you know, prey on women that putting them in positions and things like that in leadership. And if they don't do a certain thing a certain way, then they will set them down or threat to, you know, do a certain thing to ruin their career, or, you know, or they become very, very provocative. And so I wanted to bring this out for some counseling considerations for you to take it a little bit further when you're doing people who are coming to you with incest and things like that, or people who are coming to you with kids who are complaining about, you know, maybe a teacher or someone preying on them. And we won't leave out, like I said, those who are in the Christendom who may be going through this type of situation. And, you know, and many of the sad part is, many of the women who are predators, we think, you know, just a taboo that they're being accused. And so many of them are not being prosecuted. That's the sad part about this whole thing. There was another article that I was reviewing as I began to look back. There was maybe a few years ago, back in 2010, where they talk about some of the myths about female sex offenders. Now, this talk won't be very long because I've got to get off of here. But I did want to kind of share a little bit more about some things that we need to take in consideration with some of these myths. And one of the things with the myth that they said that maybe only males were the ones that would commit, would be committed or being dealt with as it relates to, being a pedophile. And that's just simply not true, because a pedophile, regardless of the gender, we're talking about the offense. And we need to make sure that in this time that we're in, to recognize the fact that if a child brings that to you, or a parent brings a child to you, that they may confide in you that another woman is attempting to have sex with them. You need to research that thing, because don't just think that they're just thinking, oh, well, she just rubbed on her back or just touching her rear end, or, fondling her, and they're just playing, or, the kid may be confused about that emotional touch. So I really think it's very important that we look at these things and realize that even though, the culture of the fact that many of the sex offenses today that are committed by females, that we want to believe that they're rare and it's possibly not happening, that is not true. As a matter of fact, the United States Department of Justice found that at a rate of 8.3% for other sexual offenses for females, that this was just ridiculous. They found that in Australia's Bureau of Statistics, that 7.9% for sexual assault was related by offenses through females. So, like male perpetrators and sex offenses, the same thing. The number of incarcerated female sex offenders is not necessarily a good indicator of the number of females who perpetrate, but it does make up at most a small fraction of all the female sexual abusers. So we got to look at the fact that it may be a taboo, or it may be one that people think, oh, they make these accusations, but they never stick because they're female. But I've had cases where women have actually been, sexually abused by their own parent, right in the church. And that's a very serious matter. So as a counselor, those who are dealing, that's what this message is about tonight. Yes, what about those populations? What about those who have forced themselves on other women and young girls today? The stats also says that according to a major 2004 study commissioned by the United States Department of Education, in studies that they asked students about offenders and the sex differences, that they were, the stats were showing that they were less in adult reports. And then in 2000, and AAUW data indicated that 57.2% of all students reported a male offender and 42.4% a female offender. And so we got to know that in this whole female versus male, we got to understand that perpetration and as far as a pedophile is concerned, it is what it is. It's forcible rape. It's forcible harassment. And this means that the carnal knowledge of a female forcibly against her will means that the assaults or the attempts to commit rape by force are included in this situation. So we need to look at the fact that even statutory rape without force and other sex offenses could not be included. But we need to know that if they got legitimacy, just like they do when they need daycares and stuff, we got to make sure that we take it all the way and get the legal help that these survivors need, because we have too many people who are losing their minds doing drugs and everything else while we sitting back looking at the fact that maybe it might not be true because, that's a woman. Why would a woman want to do that? Well, because a lot of the people are dealing with a lot of emotional things today, and they are doing that, for whatever reason. But this other myth is that because they figure it's no harm, that's the horrible part about it. It was a woman, so she'll get over it. No, no, no. I thank God that in this last day, we've got to make sure we continue to study, continue to get a revelation, because the fact is that sexual abuse by a female can be just as harmful, can be just as damaging as sexual abuse by a male. And so there have been several studies have found that sexual abuse by a female may be even more damaging. This is the reason why a lot of women have turned over to become gay and lesbian. And for some victims, this similar sexual abuse that's perpetrated by a male begin to make the women confused. Well, maybe something wrong with me. And other research has looked at the long-term effects that are very unique to being sexually abused by a female. And so we got to look at this thing very, very deep. Now, I don't have a whole lot of time to go over this. I want to use this network tonight for the fact that I know I'm going to be able to be using it anytime this month soon, and I want to make sure that I do not lose because I've had it for a while. So let me give you a couple of nuggets that you need to look at as far as boundaries is concerned. This is the reason why a lot of people get in the shape that they're in, so you can kind of counsel them out of, out of the situation that they're going into as far as allowing people to come in their space and doing things. Now, one of the things that a lot of these women do, they are very, very assertive. They find themselves saying things to them that they shouldn't be saying, and so they know how to manipulate them. They always tend to try to act like they're their problem solver. They're there to stay in a place to help them solve problems, and this is why a lot of women fall into prey to this type of abuse. And they usually have this I feel language. They tend to want to always say, I feel this. I feel like I'm drawn to you. I feel this. I feel like we need to spend some more time together so I can help you. And then they have this area where they're always wanting to touch in their emotions. They want to touch, and they always want to try to connect that feeling with a touch. They want to try to keep private information private so that they won't go any further, so nobody can learn of what they're doing as they're grooming them in this place. Many of the women have been attacked in such a way to the point that these women have had to put women in positions while they're sleeping or spending the night where they have an oral sex with them, or put them in a position to not fight the feeling. It's a sad thing that they're doing this oral sex. Before you know it, they're opening themselves up. And then they neither give or receive any appropriate gifts. Many times that child or the young person is not given anything, but they are receiving it. And so these are somewhat manipulative and cunning and really witchcraft. And so this is the way that they can stay connected and be have this contact with them all the time. And then the other thing is that they're never clear in their role. A lot of times if it's a coach in basketball or whatever, they tend to want to make it as though I'm your mentor, I'm your mama, I'm your godmother. These kind of things you got to watch for. They don't use sex as a substitute for love, but what they do is try to use these type of games that they do to, touching and doing, like I said, oral sex and things like that to make it look as though this is just something that I just want to see how it's going to make you feel. And so another thing is that they are very respectful. They try to be, staying on their side or being on their level. Even when they're adults, they try to come down to their level, dress like them, and do things like that to get them to be able to come close. They always try to make them stay in a position where they don't tell everything, that it's all just a code of silence, a code of privacy. They tend to make sure that whatever they're sharing, don't gossip, don't share this information because this is what we do together. They make sure that they have clear boundaries that just going to affect only them, and this is not good. You need to make sure that the boundaries that you are setting, that they're very clear, that they're readable, so that their emotions won't get all jacked up, and people who need to have these boundaries checked, they need to be able to identify what these bad boundaries are so that they won't get trapped in these areas with these pedophile type of people who are trying to get them to do the forbidden. And then they don't expect others that they be able to feel their need automatically. So this is the reason why many of them will, those who may be pedophiles, because they don't think other people are going to be able to do it. So that's the reason why they allow these things to continue or get started even. They don't believe others can or should be able to read their minds, but they find themselves allowing the teachers or whoever it is to play this game of the forbidden of my mind or my thoughts. In this way, they become emotionally attached. They don't allow self-abuse. they find themselves to be really abused by those who they think are there to really help them, when actually they should watch their boundaries so that they won't have the self-abuse when they allow them to cross that boundary. Sometimes they become very physical when you don't do what they want to do, especially in a gay and lesbian relationship, it can become very violent. And the emotional abuse gets horrible. And then before you know it, they start self-medicating. So you got to watch those signs for those who God is appointing to your hand. You must have a solution-focused type of plan that you're going to serve this population with so that this person can be able to get the help that they need and begin to give them an opportunity to open up, to talk about these boundaries that have, you know, caused them to cross over in this place that they may not realize that they're doing. They may just be going schizoid, to tell the truth about it, because they have this personality fragmented soul, if you want to know the truth, where they don't know what to do. All they know is that I feel this feeling for my teacher, I feel this feeling for my aunt or whomever that has caused them to be able to cross over in this place to be with another woman or to be more intimate or feel safe in being intimate, especially if they've been incested maybe by a man or raped. So now they feel maybe I need to be with a woman. So they need to think about people with good boundaries. They don't allow others to define who they are in their reality of their lives. They need to know that a person with good boundaries don't allow others to take, you know, without limits or give without limits. That means you got to have a limit to the forbidden. Well, my time is wrapped up here. And so we got to recognize these things and teach people how to avoid these things, and most importantly, know how to advocate and counsel for these type of population that God is going to be bringing to us, and making sure that we have the best practices for safety. I just wanted to make sure that those who are preparing the counsel or those who are dealing with these populations who are coming, who have problems with boundaries or have problems with their identity, they've lost their identity because of rape or incest or what have you. I just want to make sure that you take a good look at that. These are not situations that we can overlook just because some think it's a myth. We got to know that we're in a time right now that females who sexually abuse others is not simply just emotionally disturbed. We got to know that these sexual abuses by females, there's my time, is committed by women, and it is still happening today. Well, there goes my time. Gotta go. I pray that you'll be blessed by this and share this too. Talk to you soon.